Welcome to the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Migrant workers are often trapped in their jobs by a lack of education. One new program at the University of Louisiana at Monroe works to give these workers an opportunity for education and a better future. Georgia Sanderson is the director of the High School Equivalency Program. How did this program first get started at ULM?
I was contacted by Dr. Delene Rawls with the Ouachita Parish School Board with a need in our area and an opportunity to write a federal grant. The High School Equivalency Program, the goal of this grant is to take migrant workers and their families and provide them with an opportunity. If they have worked in the fields for 75 days over the last 2 years, then they and or their family members are eligible to be participants. And the goal is to provide them with an opportunity to get their GED that will then allow them to move into higher education, into the military, and or into a higher paying job, so, and effectively getting them out of the field.
The 75-day threshold, I mean, that's a really pretty low threshold for a lot of these workers.
Well, you have to consider that migrant work is seasonal. You're going with the crops, whether it's the sweet potatoes, the strawberries, the Christmas tree farms, fishing, whatever it might be. So you just have to move across geographic boundaries to follow that.
So what was it about this program that got it started here in Northeast Louisiana?
A need, just a need and a desire to help people.
And we should mention that this is the first and only that the state of Louisiana has received, even though I would think there are lots of other parts of the state that have just as much of a need, if not a greater need, for education for migrant workers.
Well, I can't speak for the rest of the state, but I can speak for Northeast Louisiana. The entire state knows, and the entire nation seems to know, that the poverty level here is great, and as our goal to address the need of that, we just decided this was a great opportunity to reach out.
So what are the long-term effects of having a program like this in place? This is a relatively new, but what does the program hope to accomplish?
What we hope to accomplish, our goal in the grant is to have 100 graduates a year. So this year, we started in January, we had 52 participants. And this was just 6 months out of a full year. So we felt like we did really well. We had 12 graduates. Now we have our foundation with our farmers. We've really made a great start. So we expect to meet our goal this next year. Over the course of the next 4 years, if we graduate 400 students, we've effectively made a substantial impact on maybe 400 families. If we can give them opportunity to move out of the poverty level, I mean, that's a sustainable thing.
Well, and that's what I find fascinating about this program is it's the concept that going through a program like this could change the economic course of a family.
Not just for today, but forever. We have, at different conferences I've gone to, I've seen individuals that have gone to, through the HELP program, the High School Equivalency Program, they've started out as a migrant worker. They've completed their GED. They've gone on and received an associate degree degree. They've received a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, and then they are working back in the program helping other people. But as they receive their degree, then they're all excited to tell other people, and they set forth a great example. So it's just an exciting program to be involved in because you see the fruits of your labor.
Georgia Sanderson is the director of the High School Equivalency Program here at ULM. Look for more on the High School Equivalency Program from our Southern Education Desk reporter, John Hughes, coming up in the next few days here on KEDM. Now, Georgia Sanderson, you're also the director of the Incumbent Worker Training Program as part of continuing education here. Tell us a little bit about the goals of what that program does.
We've been involved on this campus with the Incumbent Worker Training Program for over 10 years. And the goal of that grant is to increase businesses in Louisiana, the strength of businesses. To be eligible for that grant, you have to be a Louisiana business, established for 3 years or longer in Louisiana, have 50 or more employees, and be current on your unemployment taxes. To date, we have written 83 grants for 165 companies, and over $25 million of grants have been funded to ULM. And like I said, the goal is just to strengthen Louisiana businesses.
You mentioned that the program is set up to train in occupations where there's a need.
Right.
But then there could be sometimes a disconnect between the documented need and the actual need.
Right. Well, it's a regional demand occupation, and that is set forth by the Louisiana Workforce Commission through surveys that are sent in by employers. The Louisiana Workforce Commission, they send out surveys to employers, and it's the responsibility of employers to send those surveys back. And that's where the demand occupation list is generated from, is those surveys. But sometimes there are occasions when those surveys are not sent in, and then we have a very definite need that's not represented clearly. For example, I've seen through the years with in healthcare, we have a very definite need in our region for therapists, whether it be occupational therapist or physical therapist. But those two occupations are not listed on the demand occupation list for our region. So then we have to go through our Workforce Investment Board to see if we can get special exemption, special consideration to have those specific occupations trained.
If you've got a business who's listening right now and wants more information about the program, how do they get in touch with you?
They would contact me at 342-3023 or sanderson@ulm.edu.
Georgia Sanderson is the director of both the High School Equivalency Program and the Incumbent Worker Training Program here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Georgia, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Many disciplines taught at the university level have a pragmatic function in society: healing, commerce, learning. Others may not have a direct tie to achieving a goal, but make the world a more interesting place to live. The College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Louisiana at Monroe is hosting an event next week that hopes to help high school students develop a passion for the disciplines that enrich our society. The celebration of humanities and sciences is on Monday night. Joining me to talk about it is Dr. Ruth Smith, head of foreign languages. How is the celebration of humanities and sciences different from what you would normally think of in a university recruiting sort of event?
Well, our purpose was to bring together the very enthusiastic humanities and sciences faculty here at ULM with the enthusiastic humanities and science teachers out there in the community, high school teachers, and their students who are enthusiastic about these things, these disciplines. Our goal is to bring students here to meet faculty, have, if you will, a short mini course of 5 minutes of what might happen in a classroom here at ULM in disciplines that they're interested in, and let them engage with it. It's very interactive.
So how does the program go together? Registration starts at 5 o'clock Monday night.
Right. Registration is at 5 Monday night. We have already sent invitations out to area schools, including as far west as Union and Lincoln Parish and as far east as the border, as the river. And we've been getting reservations from those teachers with how many students they're bringing. Those students will come, they will register, they'll be given a program, and this year it'll be a little different because we're going to put them in groups, which will be led by graduate students from communication studies, English, and biology, who will kind of escort them from display to display to make sure everybody gets to see everything or as much as possible in the 30 minutes.
These displays are not recruiting board for a department.
Not at all. These are experiments that the science people have come up with. We're always a little worried physics will blow up the building. Foreign languages is doing one on the relationship between or among Latin and the Romance languages. English has a display that will also engage students. So each display is like a mini lesson, and the students will be involved with learning things and answering questions and exploring. The theme this year is Web of Wonder, Humanities and Sciences.
And I find it interesting that this is kind of really engaging on a small group level rather than, hey, teachers, bring a bunch of students, or, hey, students, let's get a bunch of students in here and run them through this display, but really looking at it from an engagement standpoint.
Absolutely. And at the end of the evening, those students will participate in a trivia game, and the group that has learned the most in the evening or perhaps brought the knowledge with them will go away with prizes. The speeches are kept to a minimum, although we're delighted this year to have Dr. Eric Panney, the interim vice president for academic affairs.
So what is it about this that is that engagement level, that it's going to make students to say, I'm recruited by lots of different colleges, mm-hmm. why would they choose this instead?
Well, I think this actually brings them right to the heart of the matter. Aside from coming and visiting a class at ULM, this is about the closest we can show them that what their educational experience will be like, how enthusiastic the faculty is. Because we have graduate students from three departments helping, how enthusiastic they are about what they're doing. And I think that reaches out to students that if they're enthusiastic about these disciplines, then this is a chance for them to come and participate. And we've had students come more than one year. They may have come as a sophomore and they want to come back as a junior and a senior.
So what kind of connection do you hope can be forged either with the graduate students or with faculty members at an event like this?
Well, in the first place, the faculty, we always have a good time doing this event. It's a lot of work. But because we're passionate about our disciplines, it doesn't seem like a lot of work. And we're very, very enthusiastic about it. And we enjoy doing it. We engage a number of our undergraduate students in helping do the displays or even talking to the students when they come. We're trying to reach out and make those, if you would, connect those webs, because we know that there are people who are interested in literature, and we know there are people who are interested in mathematics, and we just want to reassure them that we've got people here who are equally interested in those things.
And having a chance to reach out to students who are interested in maybe the pursuit of one of those disciplines, even to the exclusion of how will this get me a job?
Exactly, right. This is the core of the university, humanities and sciences. And certainly all of our students pass through those classes, or some of those classes, on the road to a degree in any area. And oftentimes what we hear is that those are the classes that are kind of like the fun part of their day. They enjoy their major, don't misunderstand me, but they also like other things, and this gives them a chance to participate.
So one more time, the details of the Monday night, 5 o'clock registration?
Right. It begins at 5 o'clock. The program itself begins about 5:30. We will then, after the displays, we'll eat pizza. Food is always important. And we'll hear some words from Dr. Panney, and then we will have a trivia game where the students themselves will compete. They always enjoy that.
The Celebration of Humanities and Sciences coming up Monday night. Dr. Ruth Smith is the head of the Department of Foreign Languages. Thanks so much for talking with us.
I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu. You can listen, download, podcast, or share the ULM Forum online at kedm.org in the listening room.